Philip, thank you very much. I'll hand you straight on to Fiona Talkington.
And I'm opening again tonight with another track from an album I'm featuring across this week, the very beautiful Bloor Chorale from 1991 from Knut Reiersrud and Eva Klever. Folk songs, hymn tunes and blues, and that was a folk tune from Hallingdal. Welcome to Late Junction, I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. 40 years ago this year saw the short-lived existence of the band Matching Mole, Robert Wyatt's creation after he had left Soft Machine the previous year. Matching Mole was recently remastered and issued as an expanded double CD. From that, this is a track called Signed Curtain.
Signed Curtain. Turns out to be a sunshiny day.
Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick and the quintessentially English Banks of Sweet Primroses, recorded in 1968, just a few years before Matching Mole. Signed Curtain we heard from them from the new expanded version of the album just released. And there's another duo tomorrow on Late Junction. For our latest Late Junction collaboration session, we brought together Fife Dangerfield and Rory Simmons. Fife from the Guillemots and the Gannets, and Rory from the Loop Collective and Fringe Magnetic, amongst other things. I'm really happy to say they completely hit it off musically, and we had a great time. And tomorrow's session is about twice as long as our usual Late Junction collaboration sessions, but we think it's worth it. I hope you do too. I hope you can tune in for that. Walter Roldan comes from a rich family accordion tradition in Uruguay. His father left home when he was about 13 to go and work on the ranches, but would only take work on if there was an accordionist working there as well, so that he could borrow the instrument to practice. He's clearly passed on his knowledge and passion to Walter and his Gauchos de Roldan. Button accordion, the local guitarrón and guitar, and here the bandoneon as well, which Walter says has for him always been the voice of the birds and the animals in the countryside.
Thank you.
The very spirited Walter Roldan and Los Gauchos de Roldan from Uruguay. More from them later on. Last week I promised you that I'd play another track from the new album from EST. It's previously unreleased music recorded in Australia in 2007, the year before the pianist Esbjørn Svensson was killed in a diving accident. The album's called 301 After the Studio in Sydney, and this track is The Childhood Dream.
Thank you.
The Childhood Dream, a track from the newly released album 301 by EST, using recordings made in Australia the year before the death of the pianist Esbjørn Svensson. Don Berglund on bass and Magnus Erström on drums. When the singer Dorsaf Hamdani was growing up, her father would always make her listen to the Kalsum concert on the radio on Thursday evenings, and her grandmother would always talk about the voice of the great Fairuz. Dorsaf herself has no qualms at all about tackling the repertoire of divas who've gone before, and this is an Kalsum song. Don't make me wait for promises, honeyed words and vows. Once I loved you, but now I'm at my wit's end.
صبرنيش بوعود وكلام معسول وعهود ما تصبرنيش بوعود وكلام معسول وعهود انا يا مصبر صبرني الحب كتير ودريت في القلب كتير صبرني الحب كتير كتير ودريت في القلب كتير ورضيت عن ظلمك لكن كل ده كان له تأثير وصبرني الحب كتير ودريت في القلب كتير صبرني الحب كتير ودريت في القلب كتير ورضيت عن ظلمك لكن كل ده كان له تأثير والقرب أسه وراني القرب أسه وراني القرب أسه وراني البعد أرحم بكتير ولقيتني على مهواك خلصت الصبر معاك ولقيتني على مهواك خلصت الصبر معاك وبأملي بعيش ولو إن ضيعلي سنين ضيعلي حنيني إليك موجود ده غلطة ومش هتعود ولو إن الشوق موجود وحنيني إليك موجود إنما للصبر حدود للصبر حدود للصبر حدود يا حبيبي
Voice of Dosaf Hamdani, inspired by the great voices of the past, but already she's carving out quite a reputation for herself as well. That's from her recently released album Princesse du Chant Arabe, Princesses of Arab Song. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you want to get in touch, ask us anything about the music we're playing, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. Garth Knox describes his recent release Saltarello as a snapshot of around 1,000 years of music, using his medieval fiddle, viola and viola d'amore. He opens the album with Black Brittany, which weaves together Black is the colour of my true love's hair and Leaving Brittany. And the cellist with him is Agnes Vestermann.
Thank you.
Garth Knox playing viola, Agnes Vesterman on cello in Black Brittany. That's from Garth's new CD, Saltarello. Yesterday here on Lake Junction, I played you a piece by Christopher Fox, which drew on Schubert's desolate song, Der Leiermann, the organ grinder. Another Schubert-inspired musician is The Caretaker, also known as James Leyland Kirby. He used fragments of Schubert's song cycle Winterreiser for a film essay based on the work of the German writer W.G. Sebald. And it's the same song which inspires this extract called I Have Become Almost Invisible, to some extent like a dead man.
Thank you.
That music by Hans Reichel was for a commission for a Berlin production of Shakespeare's A Comedy of Errors, and Hans is using his Daxophone. That's a thin wooden blade in a block, basically. But do have a look at his website, because his explanations and graphics are quite enough for you to even build your own. And just before that, that was The Caretaker from his Schubert-inspired album Patience. And from this Friday, the spirit of Schubert takes over here on Radio 3 for the following 9 days. Late Junction will be on the iPlayer if you're really missing us, and we will be back the following week. Tomorrow night, Late Junction brings together two musicians for the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations. Rory Simmons from Loop Collective and Fringe Magnetic, among other things, and Fife Dangerfield of the Guillemots and Gannett's fame. Now, Fife and I had been talking about flutes, as he'd been looking for some for another recording he was doing, and that made me really think of some imaginative flute players like the Swedish Jonas Simonsson, who teams up here with the bassist Anders Jormin and organist Karin Nelson.
Thank you.
It's always such a pleasure to play you Jan Johansson. That's from the famous 1964 Jazz på Svenska album. That was actually a live version recorded in Hamburg the following year by Jan Johansson and Georg Riedel, just a few years before Jan Johansson was tragically killed so young in a car accident. Swedish flutes before from Jonas Simonsson with Anders Jorman on bass and Karin Nelson playing organ. And that's from an album called Song in Mean Tone. Words by Tolstoy inspire this short chorus by the Russian composer Georgi Sviridov, taken from the incidental music to Tolstoy's tragedy, Tsar Fyodor Ivanovich, Sacred Love. Sviridov's short chorus, Sacred Love, performed there by the Ural Choir, conducted by Vladislav Novik. Now another tune from the Uruguayan accordionist Walter Roldán and his Gauchos de Roldán. This is called La Infeliz, The Miserable Girl. Who has died? Could it be her mother, her father, her brother? Life has many mysteries and serious things to discover.
Llora la infeliz,
cómo llora
la infeliz,
porque lloras,
cómo llora la infeliz,
porque lloras,
cómo llora la infeliz,
porque lloras.
¿Será que sufre de mal de amores? Perdió sus flores tan joven ya. ¿Será la madre que se ha marchado? Les ha dejado en soledad.
llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
O el padre muerto, o hay un hermano que está lejano, perdido ya. La vida encierra muchos misterios y casos serios de conocer.
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz? ¿Cómo llora la infeliz? ¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
Porque llora.
Y esa muchacha, toda alegría, la niña decía, pobre mujer. La vida encierra muchos misterios y casos serios de conocer. ¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Y por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz? ¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Por qué llora así?
¿Cómo llora la infeliz?
¿Por qué llora así?
Thank you.
Lute music from 18th century Germany. That was a Fantasia by David Kellner, played there by Alberto Crugnola. And before that, music from the Uruguayan accordion tradition, a song called La Infeliz, sung there by Walter Roldán and his Gauchos de Roldán. Sofia Gubaidulina wrote a piece to celebrate Rostropovich's 70th birthday back in 1997 called Canticle of the Sun, set in words by St. Francis of Assisi. A recording has just been released featuring the German cellist Nicola Altstedt. It's a wonderfully colourful score, lots of percussion, and the cellist sometimes abandoning his cello and playing the bass drum or just retuning the cello. This extract is called Glorification of the Creator, the maker of the four elements, air, water, fire and earth.
Thank you.
I do find her music totally absorbing. That's part of Sofia Gubaidulina's Canticle of the Sun. The cellist there, Nicola Alstedt, and percussionists Andrei Pushkaryov, Richard Zaluper and Rostislav Krima, members of the Riga Chamber Choir and the conductor Maris Sirmais. I'm going to end Lake Junction tonight with, unusually for me, some more flute music inspired by my conversation with Fife Dangerfield about flutes. Fife collaborates tomorrow with Rory Simmons for the latest in our series of Lake Junction collaborations. It is a real mammoth session. Do join us for that. But the flute music I'm going to end with is by Varese, Density 21.5, played by Andy Finden. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. To Denmark first tonight, a concert from the 2011 Vendsyssel Summer Festival in northern Jutland, the Kroger String Quartet with mezzo Andrea Pellegrini, in music by a couple of Danes, Niels Gether and Ruth Langor, and a quartet by the teenage Schubert. We hear them first, though, in something of a Respighi rarity, and rather sad that it should be too. It's a setting he made in 1914 in Italian, of Shelley's poem The Sunset. The narrative tells of two lovers who at sunset together know the unreserve of mingled being and look forward to enjoying the sunrise. But as Shelley's poem runs, when the morning came, the girl found her lover dead and cold.